I want to talk to you today about something that is very sensitive and an uncomfortable topic, but it's destroying the lives of many Christians, and that is pornography. You know, amongst those who profess Christianity, 64% of men and 15% of women view pornography at least once a month, many of them much more often than that. For people in the 18 to 30 age range, the number goes up to 79% of men. And what's so strange is, though the numbers are staggeringly high, it's a subject that we don't talk very much about. You don't hear preachers talking about this in the churches from the pulpit. But the truth is, it's devastating the lives of many people. It fills people with shame. It is devastating marriages. It leads to lying and financial problems, sometimes even job loss. It distorts young men's view of women, and it makes them unable to have proper relationships. And many people who are viewing pornography desperately want to stop. They just don't know how. If you are one of those people, I want to offer you three suggestions to help. All of these suggestions are going to come straight from the Bible. Suggestion number one is this: to overcome pornography, your motivation has to be high enough. Now, what do I mean by that? Some people believe that they simply cannot stop viewing pornography. They believe that they have an addiction that is just too powerful to overcome. Friends, I want to suggest to you that is not true. Now, how do I know that? If you were feeling an overpowering urge to view pornography, and just before you logged on to that website, someone were to put a gun to your head and say, "If you log on, I am going to blow your brains out." If they said that, you wouldn't do it, right? How do I know that? Because your motivation not to would be strong enough. If you knew that if you watched that video or logged onto that website, that that material was going to be public and everyone could see what you were doing, you wouldn't do it, would you? Why not? Because the stakes would be so high, it would be embarrassing, you would be able to resist. You see, the decisive factor is whether you really believe the stakes are high enough and sure enough. And so, if you want to see the Bible-based answer, here is what Jesus said about this type of sin. Mark chapter 9, verse 47, he said, "If your eye causes you to sin," that's pornography, that's what we're talking about. "If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire." You see, here's the motivation. Jesus said it's hellfire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Again, Jesus doesn't literally mean to gouge your eye out, but rather he's emphasizing how horrible hell will be. Hell is a place where you'll be burning in fire. Hell is a place of darkness. Hell is a place of suffering. It's a place that lasts forever and ever. Hell is eternity. Friend, if you want to overcome pornography, you need to be convinced about the horrors of hell, the surety, the reality of hell. Because when you are convinced and really convinced, the motivation is going to be there to overcome pornography and really to overcome anything else for that matter. You know, sometimes people might scoff at the point that I'm making and they say, "You ought to serve the Lord because you love Him, not because you fear Him." But you know, I remember Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, "Repent or perish." You see, the religious world today offers us all sorts of suggestions with regard to how to overcome sin, but sometimes they've forgotten what Jesus said. If your eye makes you stumble, He said, remember hell. You see, that's the motivation to overcome this. All right, number two, a second motivation from the Bible to overcome pornography is to avoid the temptation. Now, what do we mean by this? Again, the Bible tells us, flee sexual immorality. That is, avoid the temptation. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18. Flee youthful lust. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. Proverbs 5 and verse 8 says, don't go near the door of her house. You know, there are other sins that the Bible says we're supposed to stand and fight. But this one is different. The Bible says flee from it. So what do we mean? How does this work? What we mean is you remove the triggers. You don't watch that movie that contains nudity. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. Don't visit those websites that get your mind stirred up sexually. You know, some men have even said that watching YouTube is a problem because there are videos that pop up on the side and suggestions, and they start to lead their minds down the path to watch other things. And so what are we saying? Stay off of YouTube. Some people have said that watching TV late at night is a problem because of the nature of late night commercials. Then what we're saying is don't watch late night TV. Remove the triggers. The Bible says flee from fornication. You say that's extreme. Jesus talked about gouging your eye out, not literally, but what he's saying is remove the temptation. And so don't have a computer in the basement or in a secluded place where you're going to be tempted to view pornographic websites. One man even said that something as simple as seeing a woman jogging down the road, he said, would cause his mind to start down the path to sexual thoughts. And you say, well, you can't avoid that. You know, what am I supposed to do? You have to learn to divert your eyes, control your thoughts. Don't let your mind start down that path. That's what we're saying. And friend, realize you're not alone in this. All Christian men have to learn to do this, and many Christian women have this problem. But, you know, there's also a physical side to this temptation as well. Scientists and psychiatrists have said that using pornography is an addiction that's likened to alcohol addiction or drug addiction. And the reason is there are natural chemicals that are released by the body when a person views pornography, and it creates feelings of ecstasy. And when a person stops using pornography, the body craves these things, and it makes it very difficult to stop. It's sort of a withdrawal symptom that can take weeks or months to overcome. All right, here's number three. A third suggestion is that you get an accountability partner. You know, one thing that the Bible says about sin is that it loves darkness. John chapter 3 and verse 19 says, "Men love darkness because their deeds were evil." Listen specifically, men love darkness rather than light. Why does the Bible say that sin loves darkness? Because it can't be seen. And that's one of the obstacles to overcoming pornography is the secrecy of it. Nobody else knows about it. And so what I'm suggesting is that you find someone that you trust, a godly person, and you ask that person, "Will you be my accountability partner?" And this is the way it works. You call that person on the phone every day, and maybe you have some code language, and maybe you say something like this, or he says to you, "How are you today?" And you say, "I'm 100%. And what that means is, I haven't viewed pornography in the last 24 hours. And now you know that every day you're going to have to talk to him. Every day you're going to have to face this question. And that accountability helps you to get over that addiction. And so what happens is, after several months of doing this every day, you get to the point that you break the physical addiction, that part of it, and it's going to be a little easier. And maybe you can get to the point that you talk once a week or once a month. Now, you may still wrestle with this temptation for the rest of your life, but the addiction will be broken. If you have other concerns, other questions of a spiritual nature, visit our website at video.wvbs.org or reach out to us. We would love to help you. We would love to hear from you.